WTOW News Time is 6:09. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two major ceremonies in the Twin Cities were held yesterday.
Groundbreaking took place on the site of the $150 million, 700,000-square-foot Axis Pipe and Tube plant in North Bryan. An unexpected speaker was the matriarch of Axis parent company Prolamza. Daughter Irma Garza translated for her mother, Irma Montemayor.
She feels very, very proud about this project because she started working along with her dad when she was 14 years old. And, well, it's been 70 years now, so for her, this moment is really exciting.
Brazos County Judge Joanne Peters is among the government and business officials involved in the project.
I'd like to thank the Garza family and Prolamza for making the decision to call Brazos County home. We're honored, muchas gracias. Ms. Irma, Jose, and Jorge, we welcome you to our family. God bless you and your new home.
285 employees will be generating 300,000 tons of product for the oil and gas industry when the plant opens next year. Later in the day on the A&M campus, a customized poster board was used for the ceremonial signing of contracts committing future hotel occupancy tax money to the Kyle Field redevelopment project. Chancellor John Sharp proclaimed the interlocal agreement combined town and gown, the cities and county with the university. Chairman of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Hunter Goodwin, says it took a lot of courage and leadership.
And to go in uncharted waters and to take on a plan that at first blush sounded crazy and disillusioned, but it was just an all-out effort and a true collaboration on a lot of different people's part.
Multiple speakers credited Frank Simpson, who was in his first month as College Station's city manager when he unexpectedly died of a heart attack, as the catalyst. His wife, Kelly, attended the presentation. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A head-on collision in Bryan last night put seven people in the hospital. Bryan police say around 8:30, a van with one adult and four children was headed south on Finfeather near Dodge when it allegedly crossed over the center line and struck a work van carrying two adults. All seven people were transported to St. Joseph's Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police are continuing to investigate. There was a natural gas leak on the A&M campus yesterday afternoon. Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says a contractor hit a gas line near the bell tower.
It really points to the absolute necessity not only of contractors but anyone who plans to do any type of digging, whether it's in your yard or wherever, to call 811 because you just never know what's underneath.
According to A&M's Code Maroon Alert System, traffic was blocked at the intersections of Welborn and George Bush and Welborn and University for almost 2 hours. The interdisciplinary life sciences building was evacuated, and those in other nearby buildings were told not to leave. Meanwhile, transportation service buses were stopped. A week away from the A&M home football opener, the College Station City Council has approved game day parking at Terrell Park. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmitz says that will include self-contained RVs in the parking lot of the Wayne Smith ball fields.
It's concrete. It has good drainage. So if we have that type of surface out there, it's a whole lot easier for us to have larger vehicles out there. The thought behind even doing this is to allow those visitors that are coming for the games to have a place where they can park their larger vehicles.
Schmidt says Wolfpen Creek Park was also considered but won't happen due to the threat of damaging the grounds, along with reservations from the city's risk management and legal departments. The author of a New York Times bestseller returns home tonight. Matthew Perry, a 1988 graduate of Consolidated High School whose father Len is an Matthew Barry, a 1988 graduate of Consolidated High School whose father, Len, is an A&M professor and his mother, Nancy, is College Station's mayor, makes a local stop promoting his book about fantasy sports. Tonight's book signing starts at 7 at Barnes & Noble. Barry, who is ESPN's senior fantasy sports analyst, appears on the cable network's various cable and online channels. And Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott does not expect a delay in primary elections next March. Abbott responded to challenges from the Obama administration and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to the state's voter ID law and its election maps.
You don't see the Obama administration go after banks by requiring a photo ID when racial minorities cash a check. You don't see the Obama administration crack down on the Democrat Party National Convention by requiring minorities to show a photo ID.
Holder had warned last month that the Justice Department would use remaining provisions of the Voting Rights Act to take action against states he considered had discriminatory voting laws. Political opponents of Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst are taking the incumbent to task after he called a North Texas police department to discuss the case of a relative who'd been arrested for shoplifting. Allen Police Sergeant John Felty says Dewhurst did not violate any policies.
So I think he was more concerned at the moment about her than he was about career or politics or anything else. And you know what? I really credit him for that.
Dewhurst's unidentified relative spent the night in the Collin County Jail after her arrest, then was released the following day. And Senator Ted Cruz continues a statewide tour campaigning to defund Obamacare. In Austin, Cruz told reporters defunding Obamacare is now up to the people.
If this issue is decided by traditional Washington rules, we can't win the fight to defund Obamacare. I'm convinced there's a new paradigm in politics, that we have seen the rise of the grassroots.
Cruz also called for federal regulatory reforms, beginning with the Affordable Care Act. WTAW News Time is 6:15 at 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you garden, you know it can take a lot of tools and a lot of sweat to get your soil ready for the season. That is unless you own a John Deere 1 Series subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. I call mine Little Giant because it's small but packs loads of power. And it lets me switch between digging, tilling, mowing, and more without even breaking a sweat. But the best thing about it is, unlike my other helper around the house, it doesn't demand food when we're finished working. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see them online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning, it's 6:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, a mix of clouds and sun. There may be a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around, with high temperatures during this afternoon into the mid-90s. Now, there could be a thundershower in spots for a while this evening, otherwise becoming partly cloudy to clear overnight, mid-70s by morning. For Saturday, mostly to partly sunny, risk of scattered thunderstorms, high temperature low to mid-90s. Sunday, partly sunny to occasionally cloudy, a chance of scattered thunderstorms, and temperatures only right around 90 by then. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Southeastern Conference has named four Aggies to the preseason All-SEC football team. Not so great news for A&M football, too. And we've got a reminder for you if you're going to meet the Aggies autograph session tomorrow. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you at about 6:50.
So you win the Heisman Trophy and you don't make first team.
Huh? Nope. But you know what? That may be just the chip that it takes to get you over the hump.
That's right. That's exactly right. I mean, I presume that that's, that could be part of it.
So at some, because you know, at some point somebody's walked up and gone, "Okay, Golden Boy."
Yeah. Oh, sure. That discussion has been had.
Because it frosts my shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be hot.
Yep. Would not be happy about that. So we'll see.
Wait, how can it frost your shorts and you're hot at the same time?
Yeah. Well, it depends on, it's two different parts of your body.
Oh.
Okay. Imagine his head would be hot, and then
I see.
I'm bipolar.
Oh, very good. Thanks a lot. Okay, we got that going. So, and later on today, because, gosh, football season starts a week from tomorrow. Huh?
Yeah,
well, actually, it starts a week from last night, but Aggie football a week from tomorrow. And we'll have tailgating news. Tailgating news, because after all.
Is this like news or suggestions?
Well, actually,
or?
It's a list of the best places where tailgating takes place.
Aha!
So we'll
something
see.
To strive for, then.
Yeah, well, again, yeah, that's and it's very, you know, it's very subjective, too. What is tailgating? Some people like to do that differently. And by the way, just college. We're not doing the pros. couple of 13-year-olds found a hand grenade using a metal detector in a park, dug down about a foot, recovered the World War II grenade. From there, they showed it to their mom, who told them, well, that, you know, it was a grenade probably, but they could look it up online. At first, they thought it was a giant acorn. Boy, that scares me a little bit.
Them metal acorns are a bugger when you're mowing.
You know, again, yeah, really. Yeah. Everything was fine until I hit that acorn and it blew up my mower. On the way home, they threw it back and forth between them.
Oh, my gosh.
And dropped it several times.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. They didn't realize that what they had was really what it was until the uncle of one of the kiddos, a policeman, saw the...
What are you doing?
Yeah, saw the photo of the grenade that the mom had emailed to him. He called the bomb squad. They came right on over.
Can you put that down?
Yeah, right now. Gently.
It's going to be a good
please.
Morning. A good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Otherwise, you might be in the news for all the wrong reasons.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, Ma, this pineapple's kind of crunchy.
Yeah.
Down the street just to get here. Took a train, a plane, a bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
Did you know Blinn College can help you earn a small fortune? Blinn graduates earn $270,000 more over a career than someone with just a high school diploma. But our degrees won't cost you a fortune. Blinn was just named among the nation's most affordable colleges, with tuition and fees about one-third the cost of public four-year schools. Just imagine what you'll learn and the money you'll save. Education is of value at Blinn. Find out more at blinn.edu/future. Blinn College. Proven.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go with birthdays. Today is, I thought we did this already. Hug Your Boss Day. I thought we celebrated
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I thought that was like last Friday, but we didn't actually hug him anyway, well, so maybe fine. Today we'll do that.
We'll see. It's Valentino Day. I think that has to do with Rudolph. And Ride the Wind Day. Not sure what that means.
Not pizza?
Well, it could be that, too. All right, let's do birthdays.
Birthdays. Jeremy Lin is 25, the Asian-American basketball star.
Pretty cool guy.
Houston Rockets. Kobe Bryant is 35 today. Julian Casablancas is 35, lead singer from the Strokes. Scott Kahn, or Kahn, is 37 from Hawaii 5-0. Mm-hmm. Ray Park is 39. He was Darth Maul in Phantom Menace.
Of course.
Jay Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Comedian, TV host, radio host, writer, I can go on, is 43 today. Barbara Eden.
Oh, Jeannie.
Man, she was pretty.
Yeah.
82 years old today. Shelley Long, who was Diana Cheers, 64. Jamie Jameson, 62. He's the lead singer of Survivor, and he did the commercials for one of the beer companies for a while.
Okay.
Mark Hudson is 62 from the Hudson Brothers. Rick Springfield, 64. And Rudy Rudiger. The guy the movie was made about is 65 years old. Oh, and I'm sorry, Richard Sanders. Les Nessman from WKRP is 73 today.
Wow.
Kobe Bryant would be 35.
Kobe.
Kobe.
Nice.
And Vera Miles, old-time actress, would be 83 years old. All right, what do we got for Saturday?
Kenny Baker is 79. Don't know him?
Oh, that's that little guy, right?
He's R2-D2.
R2-D2, exactly. Steve Guttenberg.
See, but any little person could say that they were... Or him.
No, they couldn't because they're not Kenny Baker.
But how would they know?
I've seen his picture.
Well, oh, okay.
Say you lie.
Okay.
He was also an Ewok.
All right.
And
not that you care, Scott.
And Warwick Davis, I think, also played an Ewok and also played in Willow. He played in a lot of another famous little person.
No,
it's not his birthday. Okay. I get the message. You don't care. Okay.
Steve Guttenberg, 55. Rupert Grint. Is 25 years old from Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Chad Michael Murray from One Tree Hill and Freaky Friday is 32. Dave Chappelle, 40 years old. David Gregory from Meet the Press is 43. Marlee Matlin is 48. Reggie Miller, 48. Craig Kilborn, 51.
Remember Craig Kilborn?
Yeah.
He's that guy who, when he left the Daily Show, they went, how will they ever survive?
Yeah. Cal Ripken Jr. is 53. Hulk Hogan's wife, Linda Hogan, 54. And Vince McMahon is 68.
Oh, they share a birthday? That's interesting.
I thought so, too.
Michael Richards, Kramer, 63 years old. Joe Regalabuto. Frank Fontana on Murphy Brown.
Joe Brown.
Yeah. Mike Huckabee on our radio station, 58 years old. All right, what else?
For Sunday, Blake Lively is 26 years old. China Ann McClain, upcoming star on the Disney Channel that I've seen about a million and five times. Actually, saw her live. She's a great singer. 15 years old today. Rachel Bilson is 32 from the OC. Kel Mitchell is 35. Jonathan Tango is 36 from CSI Miami. Alexander Skarsgård is 37. Marvin Harrison is 41. He's an NFL player, of course. Robert Horney is, Horry is 43, NBA basketball player. Claudia Schiffer, 43. Jody Messina, 44. Rachel Ray, the cooking lady, is 45. Blair Underwood is 49. And Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus, huh?
It's 52.
Yeah, here on the list it says Miley's dad. Boy, what? It's going, all right. Of course, you know, he's still cashing checks.
Tim Burton is 55 years old.
He's a little strange.
A little bit. Elvis Costello, another strange one, but got a beautiful wife. 59. Rob Halford from Judas Priest is 62. Gene Simmons is 64 from, of course, Kiss. John Savage is 64. Everybody's birthday. Raleigh Fingers, yeah, the great pitcher, is 67. Yeah. Tom Skerritt is 80.
Yep.
Regis is 82. And Sean Connery is 83.
Bond, James Bond, huh?
And Monty Hall, who must have lived right.
Okay.
He was in Hollywood for a long time. He's 92.
Oh, my. Is that right?
That's what I mean. He's done well for himself.
Yeah, but now, 92. Good for him. All right, it's door number three, right?
Yes.
624.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So President Obama gave a speech last Friday addressing the issue of the NSA and spying on Americans. He said, quote, if you look at reports, even the disclosures that Mr. Snowden's put forward, all the stories have been written. What you're not reading about is the government actually abusing these programs. And, you know, listening in on people's phone calls or inappropriately reading people's emails. The only problem is what he said's not true. Now, thanks to a bombshell from the Washington Post, an internal audit found, quote, that the NSA has broken privacy rules or overstepped its legal authority thousands of times each year since Congress granted the agency broad new powers in 2008. The more we learn, the more you should be concerned about your privacy.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I know you're interested in protecting what's important to you. Now, whether we're talking about your family or your freedom, you're passionate. Now, I'm the same way. And I'm also passionate about Mosey, the most trusted name in cloud backup. If you're in business, you know how costly losing your important files can be, so don't risk it. Protect what's yours with Mosey, a cloud service that backs up your spreadsheets, your presentations, and all the other files automatically. Mosey, you set it, you forget it. And best of all, let you access them wherever you are, whenever you want. And you can use your tablet or your smartphone. The Mosey Cloud is lined with Tritanium, meaning it triple protects your data with military-grade security, world-class data management, and from a business built to last. Now, it's easy to use, and of course, you get peace of mind, which is huge. Now, if it's important to you, Mosey will protect it, which is why you need Mosey. Now, we use it here at the Sean Hannity Show, and it has never let us down. It won't let you down either. Just go to their website, Mosey.com, M-O-Z-Y.com, and you save 15% when you put in the promo code Hannity15.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Super Bowl advertisers already getting lined up. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Ad buyers are looking way past the start of the new television season this fall. Most of the slots for the 2014 Super Bowl are already sold. Fox Sports says it has sold 85% of the availabilities, and it expects to have sold at least 90% of the commercial time by the time the National Football League season begins in a couple of of weeks. House hunters love air conditioning. Redfin analyzed property listings in nearly two dozen major markets and found that houses with central AC listed on average for 13% more than those without air conditioners. In some Midwestern cities, homes with AC are listed for 105% more than those without. If you drive a Jaguar, you probably like the dealership that sold it to you as much as the car itself. Jaguar dealers get the highest marks in a new satisfaction ranking from J.D. Power. Stock market futures are slightly lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour free trial. Just call 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780. 800-601-7780.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning. It's 6:29. A Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. All right, the weather. Well, they're keeping the chance of rain in there, which is good because, you know, they've done it before where they bail on that right toward the end of the week. But it's still in there and through the weekend and the early part of next week, only 20 or 30%. Lots of thunder out there last night, too. Maybe some folks got some rain. Heat index, though, today about 102. We're going to have a high temperature near 98 and probably going to continue that really all the way through Tuesday of next week, about 74 for our low each night. Right now the winds are calm, 91% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 76.
When you look back at your life so far, are you more likely to regret things you did or things you didn't do? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-601-7780.
800-601-7780.
800-601-7780.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advance Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advance Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advance Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
To get what you want in life takes courage.
As human beings, we fail far more from timidity than we do from over-daring. And when you look back on life, we regret a lot more the things we didn't do than the things we did.
Margie Worrell, author of the book Find Your Courage, says fear stops us from going after what we want. So step one
is getting really clear about what it is you really want. Another thing is, you know, getting present. How will you feel 12 months from now if nothing has changed? You know, if you're still in that same dead-end job.
We often worry about what other people will think if we try something and fail or try something they may not approve of.
The You know, often, you know, we're far more likable and attractive to people when we're really ourselves than when we're trying to please everybody. I'm sure you've met people like I have, you know, when they're trying to keep everybody happy, they're not as attractive as a person in themselves and who they are, as someone who's, you know, more of a, you know what, I'm going to do what works for me. And it's not about being selfish. It's really just saying, I don't have to live my life according to what everyone else thinks I should be doing.
And remember, if you do try something and fail, you will handle it.
It's interesting. You know, sometimes you hear people's language about things. Like, oh, if that happened, it'd kill me. Or if that happened, I'd die. And it's that really extreme language. And the fact is, you know, if that happened, it wouldn't kill you and you wouldn't die. You'd deal with it.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two major presentations affecting the Twin Cities were held yesterday.
Those responsible for sending future hotel occupancy tax money to the Caulfield Redevelopment Project were at the Zone Club. They signed a customized poster board showing the memorandum of understanding. A&M Chancellor John Sharp, A&M System Chancellor. Those responsible for sending future hotel occupancy tax money to the Caulfield Redevelopment Project are at the Zone Club. They signed a customized poster board showing the memorandum of understanding. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp was among the speakers.
This agreement is a lasting sign of something very different, and that is that this university and this county and these two cities, great cities, are going to work closer together than they ever have before.
Sharp was the first to thank the late Frank Simpson, who was in his first month as College Station city manager when he unexpectedly died. Simpson was also remembered by Mayor Nancy Berry.
He was a proud and loyal Aggie, and I'm sure he's smiling down on us right now. I'm not sure anyone was more excited about this project than Frank.
Earlier in the day was the groundbreaking of the Axis Pipe and Tube Plant in North Bryan. Among the speakers were five members of the third-generation family-owned business, including President Paco Garza.
A year ago, this plant was only a dream. Today, we're taking a major step in making it a reality.
Garza's mother, considered the matriarch of the Mexican-based corporation, was recognized by Mayor Jason Bayinski.
You and your family are joining the City of Bryan family today as one, in faith and love for the greater good of your business and the greater good of the Bryan community.
285 employees will be generating 300,000 tons of product for the oil and gas industry when the $150 million plant covering 700,000 square feet opens next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
RV parking at Wolfpen Creek Park in College Station was considered for Aggie Home football weekends. The city council was told last night it wasn't going to happen after a recent study. Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says not having a paved surface was among the reasons.
We'd have to bring in maybe millings and things like that to allow us to be able to have a surface that can handle larger vehicles if it rains, and that was a real concern. We also had concerns about the overnight there and outside fires and just control and all of that.
Self-contained RVs can use the parking lot of the Wayne Smith Ball Fields at Tarot Park. Police Chief Jeff Kapp says there will be a patrol presence. Nearly 2 weeks after a nationwide campaign to call before you dig, a natural gas line was hit near the A&M Bell Tower. Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says to call 811 at least two business days before starting your project.
Especially this day and time, because of the tendency to see so many utilities going underground. Now you have underground cable, phone lines, and even electrical utility lines, and that's the going thing. There's only a limited amount of space for all of that to go into.
Murphy says a contractor hit the gas line, disrupting activities on and off campus for nearly 2 hours yesterday afternoon. The interdisciplinary life sciences building was evacuated, and those in nearby buildings were told to stay in place. On-campus buses were stopped, and traffic was blocked on Welburn at University and at George Bush. The cause is yet to be determined for a head-on collision last night that put 3 adults and 4 children in the hospital. Police say around 8:30, a van with 1 adult and 4 children was going south on Finfeather near Dodge when it crossed the center line and hit a work van with 2 adults head-on. All suffered non-life-threatening injuries and were taken to St. Joseph's. Debuting at number 5 last week on the New York Times bestseller list, the author of a book about fantasy sports is in town tonight for a book signing. It's a literal homecoming for Matthew Barry, whose mother is College Station's mayor and father is a professor at A&M's Mays Business School. The author, a graduate of Consolidated High School, now works as the senior fantasy sports analyst at ESPN. The writer of Fantasy Life will be at Barnes & Noble starting at 7. The chairman of the Texas House Appropriations Committee is retiring. Representative Jim Pitts of Waxahachie has served as the chief budget writer in the House 5 times since 2003. Pitts, who was first elected to the House in 1993, has come under criticism by Tea Party supporters who believe he's too moderate. Political opponents of Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst are blasting his efforts to free a jailed relative following an arrest of shoplifting. A spokesman says Dewhurst acted as a concerned family member. Dewhurst told the police office to follow procedure, but Republican rivals Dan Patrick and Todd Staples, along with the Texas Democratic Party, say Dewhurst abused his power. Senator Ted Cruz took a break last night from his Defund Obamacare tour for a Republican Party fundraiser in Waco to help victims of the West Fertilizer Plant explosion. Cruz says it will take a grassroots effort to end the Affordable Health Care Act.
The only way that will happen is if millions and millions of Americans go to don'tfundit.com, sign the national petition, call their senators, call their representatives, and hold our elected officials accountable.
Cruz says it's a battle that can't be won through traditional Washington rules. And Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott fires back at U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder for legal challenges to the state's voter ID law and its redistricted maps.
Eric Holder is wrong to mess with Texas.
General Abbott accuses Holder and the Obama administration of using voter ID and redistricting to play party politics with Texas.
Not helping minority voters, but instead helping the Democrat Party win elections in 2014.
Abbott doesn't expect the legal challenges to lead to a delay in the March primaries. WTAW News Time is 6:41 at 73 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Carpet One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that, and it's really unconditional. We don't have anything that should make you feel like you can't tell us that you're just not happy with that style.
What if we just don't like the color? Is that a reason?
An absolutely acceptable reason to us. If we installed a carpet in your home that you don't like the color, it didn't go with your paint colors, your wall colors.
Or it looks different laid down.
Oh, we're glad to replace it for that reason. It's really a satisfaction warranty that we want you to love the style, the color that you chose.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
Hi, I'm Joe Carbajal, Senior Pastor of Mighty Wind Worship Center in Central Texas. The lives of 11 million of our neighbors hang in the balance as Congress seeks to reform our immigration system. Christ calls evangelicals to compassion and justice. So please join a growing movement of Christians asking our political leaders for immigration solutions rooted in biblical values. Values that reflect each person's God-given dignity, respect the rule of law, protect family unity, guarantee secure borders, ensure fairness to taxpayers, and establish a path towards citizenship. Our Texas elected officials need your prayers, but they also need to hear your voice. Become a prayer partner for reform by going to prayforreform.org. That's pray, the number 4, reform.org. This announcement has been paid for by the Evangelical Immigration Table.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Through today, a mix of clouds and sun. There may be a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms around with high temperatures during this afternoon into the mid-90s. Now, there could be a thundershower in spots for a while this evening, otherwise becoming partly cloudy to clear overnight, mid-70s by morning. For Saturday, mostly to partly sunny, risk of scattered thunderstorms, high temperature low to mid-90s. And then during the day Sunday, a bit more cloud cover, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 85 to 90. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's probably the hardest decision that I made. Walking out of that locker room, walking out of the bus, driving past Garfield is bring tears to my eyes.
We'll get you caught up on exactly what that is here in just a few minutes as the A&M football program has lost one of their quarterbacks. We'll also get you caught up with the Southeastern Conference naming 4 Aggies to the preseason All-SEC football team, Rangers baseball, and a whole lot more. We'll do it for you in sports in about 10 minutes.
That's an Aggie talking through a cup and a string?
It kind of sounds like it, yeah.
It did, yes, as a matter of fact. But anyway. All right, so here we go. It's Eric Holder versus the state of Texas. Again.
Yeah.
One more time. He's going to sue the state of Texas over the new voter ID law. Second time, the second action against us since the Supremes struck down parts of the Voting Rights Act. Said in a statement that the department has no plans of allowing the Supreme Court's recent decision to be interpreted as open season for states to pursue measures that suppress voting rights. So in other words, we shouldn't try to find out if you are who you say you are. That pretty much it?
That's what it sounds like.
We're supposed to take your word for it.
Uh-huh.
That just makes me mad. If I have to present my ID to be trustworthy of getting a library card, like, you're going to let me vote for the leaders of our country and you don't know who I am? You
well,
know?
Or... Let's see, to be able to get into the building where Eric Holder works, you have to show an ID. To get into most government buildings, you have to show an ID in Washington. To get into the Democrat National Convention that nominated his boss, you had to show an ID. To cash a check, you got to show an ID. But to vote, nah, not so much. Nah, not so much. And the other thing is that he says that he is going to ask a federal judge, and I'm sure he'll find one who will, to require Texas to get pre-clearance of its congressional redistricting process again due to the state's history of, quote, intentional voter discrimination. Now, that's about as inflammatory as you can get right there. I mean, really? This is what he thinks? And our congressman happens to be one who called for his impeachment months ago. But when you start saying intentional voter discrimination and you single out one state, irresponsible at best.
Well, because we're successful.
Yeah.
You always try and go after the big guy and knock him off their feet, right?
I think so. Anyway, that's we'll see what happens there. There'll be quite a bit of discussion, I'm sure, over that.
Oh, I don't think, well, Limbaughs of the world and stuff like that will. Nobody else will.
Yeah.
Because we're all just a bunch of stupid rednecks.
Of course we are. We're in Texas and we discriminate against anybody who's not us,
that's
right?
That's what TV teaches them.
Yeah, that's it. So we'll see how that works
out. Our school fight song, every single one of them is dueling banjos.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So now it's interesting. We're getting the spin factor on this this whole shoplifting thing that took place. We played the audio yesterday for you as David Dewhurst called to get, I forget, like his step aunt's grandmother's sister's third cousin out of jail for a Class B misdemeanor. She was charged with shoplifting $57 from a Kroger grocery store on August the 3rd. Says here that's a Class B misdemeanor punishable by up to 180 days in jail and a $2,000 fine. And again, as you heard, he introduced himself several times as the Lieutenant Governor of Texas.
Make no mistake, he wasn't hiding it.
No, and again, said that he was going to get the Director of the Department of Public Safety, Steve McCraw, to call the police department. Yeah, that's the head cop for the DPS, to call the police department. So it wasn't heavy-handed in any way, but, you know, Cat played audio from a police guy who said, no, that was the right thing to do. I applaud him for doing this. So
yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like politics is once again rearing its ugly, ugly, ugly head.
Let's just all eat some pie.
Yeah, right.
And say it's Friday and
is that
have
it?
A good weekend.
Is that all it would take is if we did that?
Because, I just want some chicken pie and to watch Sesame Street.
I like pie. You like pie too?
Oh, my God.
See?
I like pie. You like pie too?
So there, you got that going for you.
So you have something in common with the president.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, man. Don't give me an ulcer.
See, once again, that'll make you feel, you thought that would make you feel good, but it probably really won't. So anyhow, so Eric Holder's our good guy pro-Texas. Jim Pitts is going to retire. He's the head of the House Appropriations Committee and has been for a long time, so he's going to step aside. Yesterday, President Obama introduced a plan to implement a new rating system for colleges, okay?
Because we don't have other problems to deal with right now.
Well, the federal government wants to go in and attach ratings to, well, things like average earnings of graduates, tuition, and the student loan debt. They want to do something about that. And then what they're going to do is they're going to rate schools based on that. And then guess what?
What?
Money. There's money out there. That's right. So if you have a high rating, you get federal money.
So I'm more concerned personally about, you know, like the Australian who was killed and the World War II veteran who was killed.
No.
All these people
who
are getting killed that... No. No one is saying, oh, well, this is not okay.
Not until the president. No. The president is the one who's going to decide what cases are important. He's going to come out and comment. Any of those kids who beat up that veteran look like his son or grow up to look like him? Do we know that? Huh? How about those kids again who shot that kid, the Australian kid in Oklahoma? How about that? Why isn't he talking about that? Because, see, that makes people upset and angry, and he wants people to like him.
Well, if he's...
And the thing is, listen to you. He's smarter than we all are, Kat. You have to remember that. And the sooner you understand that and just allow him to do what he thinks is best for all of us, then we'll be fine. So go get your pie and sit in the corner.
I think I need Ovaltine. Well, I'm not sure I could stomach pie.
There you go. It's 10 till.
It's hard to imagine how much life has changed since 1931, when College Station Medical Center opened its doors as Bryan Hospital. But one tradition has stood the test of time. For over 80 years, the Med has been dedicated to advancing the health of our community. Introducing the area's highest level neonatal ICU, the first robot-assisted surgery, and more. It's a tradition the Med looks forward to sharing with your family for generations to come. Learn more at csmedcenter.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It would be hard to enjoy your garden if you had to stand all the time that you were in it. Garden seating has always been a main feature of any fine landscape. In fact, early gardens were actually designed around the special seating areas. Visit historic landscapes and you'll see formal alcoves with venerable old benches as their focal points. Garden seating. In our program today, I'll be back with details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Today's compact urban gardens don't usually allow us the luxury of set-aside rooms for our seating, but we still need to make provision for it. Not only is that seating an important visual part of the design, but it also gives you the chance to sit and reflect on the beauty around you. Tuck your bench or chair back into evergreen shrubs and surround it with ground cover. Put it in a shady spot and position it so it'll command a view of a majority of the garden. Place a couple of large stones in front of it so you don't wear a path through the ground cover. If all of that sounds more involved than your landscape would actually command, don't lose faith. Even simple garden designs can use one nice bench positioned as a focal point in the backyard. The important point is to let it blend with surroundings. Don't set a bench out in the middle of plain turf and expect it to look good. Let it be part of the team. How about wrought iron chairs and benches? They're graceful, they're durable, sometimes uncomfortable, more for looks than for lounging. Nonetheless, they're probably going to outlive the garden, so they're outstanding investments. Concrete benches, again, aren't the most comfortable, but they certainly look great placed in with evergreen shrubs in the shade. Choose a type with some style and elegance and let it age over the years until it has that patina of an old garden element. Antique park benches are sometimes sold. Shop antique malls until you find one of these treasures. They're simple, usually flat iron, and they may still be rusty. However, they can easily be cleaned and repainted with a rust-inhibiting primer and enamel. Rustic wood chairs and seats. Some local nurseries offer hill country cedar furniture. It's really in keeping with the Texas theme, and it holds up very well. Sit in it to be sure it's comfortable. Be sure the legs are all level. Redwood and cypress furniture is available as well, whether it's an Adirondack chair or a bench or something less structural. This can be some of the most comfortable of all garden seating. It will age to a neutral gray color if you leave it out in the elements, or you can stain it and seal it every couple of years, sanding lightly before you do to keep it smooth and splinter free. There's some wonderful patio furniture on the market as well. Oh, and one thing that I have that I'm very happy with, it is recycled milk cartons made into patio furniture. They're a lot better than they sound. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. It's 6:54. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. The Southeastern Conference has named four Aggies to the coach's preseason All-SEC football team. Jake Matthews, who earned All-American accolades for his first play on the offensive line last season, was the only Aggie on the first team, while sophomore quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel and receiver Mike Evans represented at A&M on the second team. Sophomore defensive back DeShazer Everett earned third-team honors. Now, it's not such a great day on this side of Aggie football. Redshirt freshman quarterback Matt Davis has decided to transfer from Texas A&M to Tyler Junior College.
I just want to say, I love A&M. It's always been my dream school. Me leaving here, it's probably been the hardest decision that I've made. Walking out of that locker room, walking out of the bus, driving past Downfield is bring tears to my eyes.
after being notified he would not be named the backup to Johnny Manziel. Davis, a former standout at Client Forest, informed Kevin Sublin of his intentions. A quick reminder, by the way, tomorrow is the Meet the Aggies autograph session at the Gilman Indoor Track Complex. Starts at 1:30, and there will be no memorabilia allowed. A&M will provide autograph cards for the players to sign. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers have hit fewer home runs this after suspended All-Star slugger Nelson Cruz left the lineup, but the AL West leaders are 12 and 3 without him. Texas is a season-high 21 games over 500 with 2.5 lead against Oakland. Texas had the night off, and they'll be back at it in the Windy City tonight to take on the White Sox at 7:30. Here's Kirk Gentry on the three-game set against the White Sox.
Get three lefties in Chicago, so that's, you know, hopefully, you know, get in there and keep it going. And you know, this is the biggest time of the season, and, you know, it's definitely time for everybody to get hot and get comfortable out there and you know, keep this momentum going.
Former Arkansas football coach and longtime athletic director Frank Boyles is being inducted into the Southwest Conference Hall of Fame. He's the first inductee, and it's the first Southwest Conference class since 1995. It includes inductees from each of the 9 schools that have made it to the Southwest Conference, and as soon as we're able to find the rest of the list, I'll pass on which Aggie made it. The Southwest Conference Hall of Fame is housed at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in Waco. And it took Kevin Stadler nearly 11 hours to open with a 7-under-64 in the first round and be the clubhouse leader at the Barclays, where there were 2 rain delays that lasted a total of 6 hours that put a slow start on the FedEx Cup playoffs. Stadler had a 1-shot lead over Henrik Stenson, Ryan Palmer, and Camila Vijegas, but was only about a half the field completing the 18-hole course. Tiger Woods is in the clubhouse with a 4-under-67. Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III has been fined $10,000 for wearing a T-shirt. It was unauthorized, but he was still just wearing a T-shirt. On the T-shirt, it read, "Operation Patience." Griffin, who is recovering from a knee injury and yet to play in the preseason, wore the shirt on the field before the Washington exhibition game on Monday night. Ryan Braun is admitting to taking performance-enhancing drugs during the NL MVP season of 2011. The suspended Milwaukee slugger says he took a cream and lozenge containing banned substances while rehabilitating an injury, calling it now, quote, "a huge mistake for which I am deeply ashamed, but did not go on to apologize to everybody that he lied to and about." And something a little different at Cowboys Stadium coming up in the spring. Jerry World is set to host one of the richest rodeos on March the 2nd with $2 million in prize money. The American event, announced Thursday, will showcase the world's top 10 contenders after the PBR World Finals and WNFR. With participants, they will be determined by the 5 qualifying events in the weeks leading up to the competition. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable